For some Democratic Party supporters, the loss in the November elections was so upsetting that they're contemplating leaving the country and moving to Canada. Some Canadians now are trying to help these aggrieved souls act before their desire to flee the U.S. passes. From member station KPCC in Los Angeles, Rachel Miro has more.
Since November 2nd, some people, mostly Democrats, are talking quite seriously about trading in the Stars and Stripes for the big red maple leaf. Hearing reports of these liberals flooding foreign immigration websites, one law firm in Vancouver went so far as to schedule a West Coast tour. This past week, the Embarkation Law Group held seminars in Seattle, San Francisco, and L.A. Attorney Rudolph Kischer speaking at the L.A. Hyatt Regency Monday night.
There is some media here. We've asked them to stay at the back and not pan the audience.
Wouldn't want the boss to see you on TV planning to flee the country. Here in L.A., nearly 100 people showed up, pen and paper at the ready, to take notes on Canadian immigration law.
There have been a lot of questions about real estate, and there have been a lot of questions about moving currency.
Among those taking notes, Jennifer Stetson, a computer programmer from Buena Park. She's between 21 and 49 years old, college-educated, an English speaker with at least 4 years of work experience, all likely to help her score well on the point system for permanent residency in Canada.
Much easier than I thought it was going to be. I feel I would easily qualify. However, I'm just not sure I'm willing to leave my grandparents and my family at this point.
And there's the rub. Friends and family still here in the States, not to mention, well, here in Los Angeles anyway, the warm weather, the reasonably authentic Mexican food.
It would be a shock. It would be a change of culture and climate. Don't speak French either, but, you know, I'm looking for something new.
Fortunately, you don't need to speak French to live in Vancouver, which is where Stetson wants to go. Same with Matt Walker, a gay rights activist from Los Angeles.
It appeals to me to live in a grown-up country for a change.
Is he saying Americans are immature?
It's not just the political discourse, that's a big part of it, but it's also just so many of the cultural imperatives. They're so aggressive.
Listen to this, he's already referring to us as them.
You know, never taking vacation, working all the time, dog eat dog. Someone told me once that in Europe they refer to American brand of capitalism as savage capitalism. And it feels that way, and that's why I say I would love to experience life in a country that's more grown up.
Canadian authorities say it's too early to tell if there's been a noticeable uptick in the number of Americans applying to flee north. So when exactly does talk of escape turn to action? Well, some would say when you're ready to plunk your money down on the table. Elizabeth McQueen is a real estate agent from Vancouver. She says most of her American clients until recently were buying summer homes. And now?
Now the questions are, how can we actually move to Canada, live and work there?
Canada offers permanent residency to about 220,000 people a year. But without a job lined up, it takes nearly 2 years to get approved. If all this sounds a little overwhelming, a New Mexico company called T-Shirt King is offering a Going Canadian kit for just $25. You get a T-shirt emblazoned with a Canadian flag, a matching maple leaf patch, window sticker, lapel pin, and a little guide called How to Speak Canadian, eh? Best of all, depending on how you look at it, there's no need to leave home. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Los Angeles.